Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, I'm Steph Curry. Don't interrupt me.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
The chef! All right, I got Rick Barry's coming up in 10 minutes.
Hall of Famer,
one of the greatest players in Warriors history. One of the best players in NBA history is going to join us at 11 o'clock. It's the 50-year anniversary of the 75 title team. And
wow.
Rick Barry was the best player on that team.
You think he gets his just due?
Just honestly, from people, I don't, this is going to sound, yeah, from people who've been around a little while. Yes, I do think he does. He was a great player.
He was bad.
Great player. Well, now.
Damn, E.
Although, I'll tell you what. Rick Barry, I don't know how old he is now, but.
You say he wants to live to be 100 and fly fishing.
There's one other thing I want to be able to do at 100, but I can't talk about it.
Bluetooth.
Oh, that's right. That's the other thing I forgot about.
I got you, Rick.
Hey, I got a stat here for you. Is this good news or bad news?
I hear it first.
We know load management's been a big theme for the Warriors coming into the season, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and everybody's mad. Butler missed the game, and the other three. Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green are on a pace to play 72 games. They've only missed two each.
I love it.
Curry's missed four. He's on a pace for 60.
So I know you're going to be like, what's all the bitching about?
Exactly.
Spread it out. Don't sit all of them together.
Maybe they don't have that luxury.
And you know what? I'm being honest. Can I say something to you? Because we don't do that here at the station.
What?
We're family. You know what that reeks of when all three sit out? I'm being real. Click. It's clickish. I don't like that. We know you're great. We know you're the trifecta. But break it up. Leave one of the dudes to be the adult on the floor with the youngsters. We shouldn't see all three at the same time. Seriously, starting deep down real quick, can you see who does have a point?
You might. I don't know what the plan. See, we don't know what the plan is or if there's a plan. Did they go into Orlando saying we feel good and we can play both? Then after the Orlando game, they were like, yeah, we're kind of gassed. I'm not sure. Was there a plan? Were they going to miss? Were all three of them going to miss Miami after the Orlando game regardless? I don't know. I don't know how they decide. I don't know, you know, how much the player has input as opposed to Kerr and Celebrini. And it just...
I got you.
It worked out that way where the three guys, they didn't play.
Let me read this to you real quick from the chat. Slime9457, our guy. Guru, relax. You love complaining about stuff that doesn't matter. Damn.
What's the part that doesn't matter?
Resting them all at the same time. Damn. Yeah.
Danny's in Los Altos. Hey, Danny, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Doing all right. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
The question I have is, how is the NBA protecting gamblers with these outages? Right? Do they announce it ahead of time?
It goes up to 30 minutes before game time. Yeah.
So they, I guess they provide an update on the game days of player status, but the reality is they can go up to an hour before the game or up to the game and make a change if they have to, but they'll list the guy as questionable. I don't even know what Butler's listed as tonight. If he's questionable, or he's questionable. So that means we won't know until they decide, Danny.
Yikes.
But Danny, you should also take that into account if you're going to make a bet on, you know, a prop bet. Wouldn't you be like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do that, being that player A or B is questionable? Because I've been burned.
I mean, you gotta pay attention. It's like that fantasy football lineup.
Yeah.
You got to know what you got to do. Mo's in Richmond. Hey, Mo, what's going on, man? What's to talk about the Warriors in the NBA? Hey, Mo.
Hey, man, how you doing?
What's up, baby?
I'm glad you brought up Bob Myers, because I would definitely love a retread. Hey, Fowler did it. Why not? But I think that's who should be in my hot seat is what's the criteria and what's the checklist on the mind, the mental makeup of who we're picking? Like if whoever's saying we need help, like, isn't scoring the help we need? Like, we got a bunch of figure-it-out type players right now. It doesn't make sense to put them with elite scorers as Curry is. When it's crunch time, it's only one person that's going to take the shot. When you know that as a defense, of course, he's going to get double, triple, quadruple team every game. So I see the mental tiredness of Curry, you know, a lot during games when the other players on the team can't figure out what they're supposed to be doing. If they're always looking for one man on the floor, nobody wants to put their head down and slash and get to the bucket. Hey, other teams, other defenses know what to do. It's the same thing for years.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, that's one of – it's really hard because you got a guy who's a once-in-a-lifetime player who impacts a game like nobody else, and some people think they're too Steph-centric, but how can you not be Steph-centric when you've got a player of that magnitude?
Just a little bit of news for you guys before we get to Rick Barry here coming up at 11. The New York Liberty have agreed on a deal to hire Golden State Warriors assistant Chris DeMarco as their new head coach.
What?
This is because this is from Sham Sharani of ESPN. The New York Liberty of the WNBA.
Oh, that's wow.
DeMarco has been with the Warriors since 2012. He also serves as the head coach of the Bahamian men's national team.
Interesting. When I saw Liberty, I thought it meant Liberty University
the
yesterday.
New York Liberty.
Okay.
Yeah, wow.
Great.
That's good for him.
So he's going to be the assistant GM?
He's going to be the head coach.
Oh, okay.
You listen.
Yeah, that's big. He's sick, Evan. Yeah, but hey, that's big. Stoddy DeMarco.
I saw rumor DeMarco linked to Liberty job, and I was like, oh, I guess he's going to be a head college coach.
And there's
Liberty.
No
Division One.
Yeah.
Made sense.
And if I'm a Phil Handy or Chris
Off
DeMarco
me.
To go to another league flourishing like the WNBA, that's an upgrade to be the head coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of guys that wouldn't take that job, but there's
got
a lot of guys who would take that
Stewart,
job.
Yeah, Stewart. He's got some. How'd you say her name?
Sure, it's not Liberty University with Falwell.
Don't mess with Evan.
I actually thought, Liberty, that's interesting. You go to Liberty, that's going to be different than San Francisco.
So is New York City.
It's more similar.
He's got a good team, though, Stardy. They just won a chip a couple years ago, man.
Well, so did the Warriors, but that doesn't mean they're a good team. You know what I'm saying? We got to be more in tune with what's going on in the present.
Yeah, and the present is they have Sabrina Ionescu and Brianna Stewart.
Not for long, though.
What happened?
You think Lacob's not coming knocking after this collective bargaining agreement?
Well, they just brought a Bay Area product.
Exactly.
Over to New York.
That's big for him.
Yeah, and so maybe some kind of trade. Some kind of trade between the two. Rick Barry coming up momentarily.
So he finishes this year out, of course, right?
I would assume.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not a bad question because if he's going to be the coach, their training camp, right, I think, starts at the end of the NBA regular season. But
good news,
good for Chris DeMarco. Warriors play Portland tonight at home,
and they owe them.
How come?
They beat us by 30 last night.
That's not. That's,
see, that's where we differ, Donnie. Come on. You got to remember that. I'm sure the Warriors do.
Okay, you know what, Goo?
It was early, but they got ran by Gurdy.
I don't think they lost that game by 30.
He got to 30 during the game. That's all. And then you put the lips. You can put lipstick on a pig, make it look respectable. That game got ugly fast.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to run. And Evan said in the green room today, Portland's got some injuries. Who doesn't? But, man, let's get back off to Snide.
I saw a headline the other day that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers they're running out of players.
Yeah.
And I just was like, wow, I hadn't heard all season them complaining like we have been out here.
No, we point it out. That's all.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We lean on it. We lean into it. We do it all. Veterans or the young guys? Who's responsible for the Warriors being a 500 team?
Well, I don't want to answer for you.
They're on a 40. They're on a 43.
You gave a master
43 class. Game win streak. Winning.
No, that,
pace,
yeah,
right?
No, that's not. It'll get better.
Okay,
but we're missing our young Thundercat, and he's down with tendonitis. Say what you want.
See, you're the problem. You're the problem.
Like truly, that hurt.
I'm sorry.
Can you elaborate?
Yes. And this is what this. So they're struggling now because they don't have Kuminga.
No,
what
not
is
at
the
all.
Correlation?
The team,
yeah,
any team through 82 games is going to grow, and it's a process. And just like last year, when he went out with that ankle injury and missed 30-some games, it threw things off. And I don't think this team, athletically challenged as they are, we need him back sooner than later. And, you know, give me this. It's come at a peculiar time. Too early, right?
What?
For Kuminga.
What
especially
do you mean?
When he was having a couple bad games. Not blame. It's not why they were losing. It just kind of stinks because now, you know, everything gets, you know, just, what's the word am I looking for? Distorted.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We're efforting Rick Barry, one of the greatest players of all time.
Man.
Hopefully he can join us soon.
Clifford Ray told us yesterday, Snotty, that team was coming into the season 75. They were predicted to win 20 games.
Yeah, they weren't.
They won it all and sweep in Washington. Man.
Yeah, I'm. So what about Kuminga not playing in San Antonio? Like, I'm not saying they won because Kuminga wasn't playing in San Antonio, but I'm not saying they lost in Orlando and Miami because he didn't play either.
And Stoddy, I don't want to do too much. I'm just saying you want to grow together and you want to work on your identity. He's coming off the bench. He's starting. I don't know, but you just
he's
want him there.
He's coming off the bench,
okay,
which is what
you.
He should do.
Right. And Dibs had that, you know, conspiracy theory, and I know we're having fun with it. Not, you know, and I don't believe Dibs thinks he's not playing on purpose. He's not. But you just want him up and running, just like I would want anybody else that's on this team in a uniform that's getting 25 to 30 minutes a game. You're kind of like, damn, it's the young guy out with bilateral tendonitis, not the old guy. Go figure. And this is a very important year for him.
No, it's not.
And a
it's
decision
no more important
to come.
Than any other
you think
year.
They know now what they're going to do January? With Kuminga?
Probably, yeah.
You think they already know now?
I think they want to move him. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Why would they not want to move him?
Because he could be part of the future.
Okay.
Because I think Miami, we got a glimpse of the future, and it wasn't all that.
Oh, okay.
That was something I took down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, so every time,
Richard.
The young guys aren't good enough.
I think I might have inflated just how good they were, Stoney.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why don't you acknowledge, too, that maybe you inflated Kuminga?
Mm.
I think they're all inflated, honestly. I mean, we've gotten a look at this team when they don't have the big boys, and who's their player?
Yeah.
Who are their guys?
I hear you.
All right. Momentarily, we're going to be joined by Rick Barry, one of the greatest players in NBA history. And anytime we have a guest on 95.7 The Game, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. All right, let's welcome in Rick Barry.
Rick.
In 1987, he was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. In 96, voted one of the 50 greatest players in NBA history. And in 21, voted one of the top 75 players in NBA history. Rick, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Always happy to talk basketball, especially the Warriors.
Sweet. Let's go back 50 years, Rick. And for people that don't know, tell them why your 1975 team was able to win a championship when not a lot of people gave you much chance to do that. Why
that
were you so good?
That's the understatement of the day. Were only a lot of people, everybody. There wasn't anybody that thought we were worth anything. I mean, this is the biggest upset in the history of major sports in the United States in finals history. I defy anyone to find the a different team. You know, bring something up. There isn't anything where somebody wasn't even supposed to be a playoff team and just wrote us off. So that's what made it even that much more special for us. And then, of course, we wound up surprising everybody and getting to the finals. And they said, now it's the biggest mismatch in the history of the NBA finals. It's going to be a sweep. Yeah, well, they got the sweep part right. They just got the wrong team. So it was very, very special because we had a very special group of young men. And we were a team in the true essence of what a team is supposed to be. And it was fun getting together last night. And those of us who are still around to have a dinner and reminisce a little bit about it. In fact, we're getting ready to go and do something with O'Donnell Foyle for his television program that he has, Foyle's Forum, I guess it's called. And so it's great. Looking forward to going out and having the fans say hello to us and spend some time over there at the Warriors gift shop, signing some autographs and doing something else on TV for NBC. So yeah, it's going to be a busy day, but it's fun. And we all appreciate Joe Lacob and Peter Guber and the Warriors organizations for bringing us in and having us an opportunity to reminisce a little bit and celebrate 50 years. It's hard to believe you said you go back 50 years. I wish I could go back 50 years and be freaking 30 years old again so that I can get a 5-year contract.
Oh, Rick, you're the man. This is a pleasure. I used to call you. You used to do radio out here. I'd give you a call, but that's how much I care and respect what you've done for the Bay Area. Rick, we had the pleasure to talk to your teammate Clifford Ray yesterday, and a beautiful conversation, and you came up and he talked about just how much you meant to that team. And Rick, I don't know, it might be my bad. I hadn't heard this, so I'm going to ask, how did you want to be coached, and how was your relationship with Al Addles? Rest in peace.
Well, I just wanted to be coached with somebody who knew what the hell they were talking about. utilized my teammates and utilized me in the best way possible. And I think Al did a fabulous job at doing that. But let me just say something about Clifford. He'd be talking about me. Let me tell you, the most important person on the Warriors team and the main reason that we were able to win a championship was Clifford Ray. Clifford Ray was really the hub of things. He was the guy that brought all the guys together. They all respected him. His work ethic and attitude was contagious. For me, it was special being the first time ever that I was a captain of a team. So I took great responsibility in that and tried to lead by example. But yeah, I might have been able to put up a lot more points than Clifford did. But Clifford was the main guy. He was really responsible for it, as was the whole team. And that's why I'm so excited that the Hopper Charles Dudley has worked hard to get our Cardiac Kids documentary up and ready to go. And I can't wait to see it. It's crazy that it's taken 50 years to tell the story of the biggest upset in major sports in the United States. But as they say in life, better late than never. I'm just disappointed that our other teammates, are not around to be able to celebrate that, because my teammates never got the recognition that they deserve for what we were able to accomplish as a true team. And so that's the sad part. And if what we did was done by the New York Knicks, there would have been a documentary or big story about it the next year, probably.
Rich, so did I hear you say pretty much that you maybe got too much of the credit? Because you are the name.
Question.
Okay.
Yeah, without question. I mean, yeah, I get credit. Yeah, I deserve credit, but everybody deserves credit. I mean, game 7 of the finals against Chicago at the Coliseum, I was stinking up the joint. I was like 2 for 14. We're down double digits.
Hell, if it wasn't for my teammates and what they did when Al Addles took me out of the game, what coach do you know of would have taken his leading scorer and player out of the game in a game 7 at home midway through the third quarter and keep me out the whole quarter and into the fourth quarter? Which worked, because when I went back in, thank God, I played the last part of it well. I think I went 5 for 7 from the field and, you know, made some really good plays. But without my teammates doing what they did, that never happens.
Hmm. Rick, what's the heart? Because unfortunately or fortunately, you know, you were the best player on that team. What's the hardest part about being a superstar?
Well, I don't consider myself a superstar. I knew I was a very good player. I knew the game. Nah, the superstar's all blown up and bullshit. I mean, it's like the thing with the GOAT going on. Hey, I was back in my day, what I was doing in Game 7 in the finals in the Western Conference, I would have been the GOAT. Back then, the GOAT was the guy that screwed up. Now he's become the greatest of all time. It's crazy, you know? So, yeah, I mean, the one thing that was pretty interesting is that we won a title, and I tried to look back. What other team won a championship with only one star player on their team,
right,
and had two rookies contribute like Phil Smith and Jamal Wilkes, who was Keith Wilkes at the time, because rookie of the year, were able to do. Where? We had two older guys, Jeff Mullins, who had been an all-star a couple of times at the end of his career, Bill Bridges, who we picked up late for the playoffs. But other than that, we just had a bunch of players and all that most people didn't even know. And we were able to do what we did. That's the part that made it so gratifying. That's why this story, which I'm looking forward to see, and I heard that it was really well done, that my teammates will get the credit they deserve.
Wow, man, that's awesome. Rick, so it sounds like you haven't seen it. You haven't seen it as of yet.
No,
huh?
I have not seen it.
Wow.
No.
Okay. Hey, Rick, I want to ask you this, and I'm weird and I'm a nerd, and my partner knows it, but you watch a lot of ball. You've watched the Steph Curry era. I'm just curious, because I asked Steiny just how bad was Rick Barry, and I know you were a bad dude. Is there any player that's come and gone or one currently that kind of reminds you of yourself?
No, I think the people that relate to me is Bird. You know, when Bird came, he came his rookie year, was my last year playing when I was in Houston. And, you know, probably Bird. But, I mean, we were kind of different in a way. I mean, he was taller than I was, bigger. But I think I was faster and quicker than he was. You know, he could shoot the hell out of it. He was a great shooter and scorer. I was more of a scorer. I wasn't a great shooter, but, you know, I could shoot the ball. And, if I was playing now, I mean, I wouldn't be happy. I was a 33% three-point shooter, which is 50% from twos, which is okay, but I wouldn't be happy unless I was a 40% shooter from three-point range. And that's why I marvel at what Steph has done and what Clay did and some of these guys. But Steph Curry is he and the Joker are my two favorite players to watch today. There's a lot of great players in the league, of course, but, you know, and Steph has such a joy when he plays, and he has so much fun, and he just is an amazing player. I mean, look what he did after being sick to come in San Antonio his two games, and had one of them wasn't even a good three-point shooting game. The guy is an anomaly. He's one of the guys that I call anomalies, guys who play their position differently than anybody's ever played it before. And if I pick a team that I would pick four guys to play with against any other five guys in the history of the league, if that could ever would be possible, if we're playing with the three-point shot, Steph Curry is my point guard.
Mm. Interesting.
Wow.
Rick Barry joining us on 95.7 The Game, Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Famer, one of the greatest players of all time. Let's talk a little Warriors right now, Rick, because, you know, and I don't necessarily want to make it about load management, but if we have to, we have to.
What is load management? I can't relate to load management. I'm sorry.
Neither can we, Rick.
I want to play. I mean, that's why I became a professional. I want to play basketball. I hated it when we were blowing somebody out, because I knew I wasn't going to get to play. You know, I was happy for my teammates to get a chance. We only had 12 guys, and now they got 15. You know, load management, I can't relate to. I just can't relate to it.
Well, let me put you in a position of, like, the Warriors. They're younger players. Pajemski, Kuminga, Post, Moody, those guys. How tough is it on a role player to maybe one night you got to play with Butler, Draymond, and Steph? And so you're a bona fide role player. Then you go to Miami the next night, none of them are there, and now you got to kind of be more than role players. Is that tough on those guys?
I wouldn't know. But here's the thing, is that you have to look at it as an opportunity to show what you're capable of doing if given the opportunity. So you always have to be mentally ready. You don't know if somebody's going to get hurt. You have to be prepared. You have to keep yourself in shape, and you have to look forward to those opportunities that present themselves, like that happened in Miami the other night. That's a chance for you to shine, and that's up to you to be prepared properly.
Man, Rick, you mentioned my guy Jokic and Steph, and Steph has built a dynasty here. And you tell me, as a lifelong Warrior fan, am I wrong? Because I, you know, I beat my chest every day because I'm waiting for the next iteration of the Warriors big man. And they tried with Wiseman, but, you know, that didn't work out. When you watch this team, I just feel like we're a one-trick pony, Rick, and how can we make up for that? And I know the game's different, but damn it, when are the Warriors going to get their next Clifford Ray or big?
Yeah, you just need to have somebody with some size at times. You know, the small ball only works, you know, so well. I mean, they do a great job with it because of the way that they get after things and the way some of these guys can play. I think it's pretty remarkable that they're accomplishing what they're accomplishing without having, you know, a real true big. In our case, we had the two-headed monster. You know, Clifford started, George came off. We had the physical player. We had the finesse player. And it worked exceptionally well. It was like having one really great big guy playing together with extra fouls and giving a different look. So that worked really well for us, and I'd love to see, you know, the Warriors have something like that, perhaps. So, but you know, that's up to Mike Dunleavy Jr. and the front office to decide what they're going to do. But yeah, that's the missing equation. I was just last night we were at dinner. I said, "Can you imagine how good this team would be if they had the Joker?"
Oh my gosh! Rick loves us some Jokers, Thotty. I love them too.
I mean, man. Yeah, that would be unbelievable. Rick, where are you with Jonathan Kuminga right now? Obviously,
well, Jonathan, it's all going to be got to be in his head. The problem with some of the young players with the Warriors that I see now is the inconsistency. You have to be a consistent player. You don't go out and get 30 points one night and 6 the next. I mean, you're going to have in a full season, if you're getting the minutes and playing well, you're going to have 8 to 10 games where things aren't going as well for you. But the majority of the games, you have to play at a level. You know, as a coach, you'd rather have a guy getting you 15, 17 points a game and, you know, some rebounds, assists, and playing good defense than a guy that goes out and gets you 30 and then all of a sudden he gets 4. I mean, the consistency of it. And, you know, Kuminga has gotten better. It looked like his 3-point shot early in the season was getting a little bit better. But, you know, he'll be his own worst enemy if he lets it get into his head with all the stuff that's been going on. You got to put all of that aside. You have to focus on playing your best, playing as intelligently, as smart as you can, doing the things that you do as well as you possibly can. I personally think, in watching him earlier in the season, he passes up too many opportunities to be an aggressive offensive player. With his quickness and ability to get to the basket, he can create so many other opportunities for his team by blowing by the guy that's guarding him and making it more difficult for the defenders to have to worry about him and penetrating into the defense of the opponents and then kick it out to other people or finishing himself. He's a little bit too willing to give the ball up when he does get it.
Wow, Rick, that's a hell of an assessment. Let me just follow up real quick. Do you think that's because so much is made on him playing the right way or a different way? Do you feel for him if he's overthinking and trying to do too much rather than just be aggressive in who he really is?
Yeah, well, that's him. But I'm just saying, if he would take that advice and do that, when I got the ball, I was looking for a way to score. I was looking to put tremendous responsibility on the defender and worry about what I'm going to do. But at least I made him think about it. Sometimes Kuminga gets the ball, he doesn't even look like he's looking to score. Yeah, when you get the ball, you got to make that defender say, "Oh shit, here we go." You know, I mean, and he doesn't do that. He does not play and look aggressive. I'm not saying they go and try to do it every time, regardless of the situation, but look to be aggressive. See if you can create something, even the ball in your hand.
Rick Barry joining us on 95.7 The Game, and we just lost him for a sec, but we'll get him right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We need him back quick, man. He's on one.
Yeah.
I love it. We got him back.
Right. I thought we were doing cable.
Oh, no. Hey, let me ask you about another young player who's been a little bit inconsistent. It's Brandon Pajemski. You know, he's probably got a little of the aggressiveness that you'd want to see in Kuminga, but to some Warrior fans, sometimes it's a little too aggressive. Where do you see his game at right now?
Well, no, I think you hit the nail on the proverbial head. Sometimes he tries to see you have to be aggressive, but you don't try to force things. The pod man's, as I call him, the pod man sometimes forces things. Okay. You don't want to force things. Two guys who did that and they finally learned not to do it all the time was the Celtics, you know, with Jason Tatum and Brown. Mm-hmm. Those guys would create turnovers. They tried. You don't force the game. You take what's available to you, but you're still looking to be aggressive without trying to force it. And I think the pod man forces things at times.
Rick, you got so much knowledge and you're sharing it with us. And before I ask you this question, I'm not speaking on the next man's, you know, life or asking you to, but I got Steve Kerr as one of the top five coaches. And I know Steph and Dre aren't going to play for 20 more years, but it's winding down. But did your eyebrows raise at all when you look at Coach Kerr's contract status, the fact that he's not wrapped up and we know he's going to be here and maybe go out with Steph and Dre, which he still may, but the fact that he's, you know, nothing's been done, you know, your thoughts on that?
It doesn't matter what I think. It's what the Warriors think, you know, whether or not they think that he's, you know, run his course and maybe he doesn't even want to continue himself. But obviously he's done a hell of a job. His record speaks for itself. I would honestly say that even when I was doing radio and doing other things, other interviews and watches, very few times that I really disagreed with his decisions and what he did. There's a few times that I would have done something, you know, a little bit differently. But overall, I think he's done a hell of a job. It's really hard. Butch Beard and I were talking about it. Butch is a head coach. It is difficult to have to go, and especially now with you got 15 guys on your roster, how do you keep everybody happy? It's not an easy thing to do. And so he's done a hell of a job under the circumstances, no question.
Rick, they're 9-8 right now. What are your expectations for this team?
Well, just try to find your own identity and, you know, how it's going to work, who's going to play better, and then make it easier for Steve to make the decisions and, you know, who stays healthy. Certainly, I would be very disappointed if they don't, you know, make the playoffs. And then when you get in the playoffs, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Rick, I know you're not God, but I believe in my partner. I don't want to speak for him. The NBA's got a little problem with all these guys getting injured, soft tissue injuries. And, you know, one day I'm saying, oh, it's no big deal. But you look around the league and the guys are not available. You think this is an issue? And do you have any, you know, answer as to why this is happening, it seems, so much to all the young players in the league.
Well, I think a lot of the younger players were used too much when they were kids, and they're much more susceptible, and they've broken themselves down a little bit. All the AAU basketball they play on these weekends, when you go and play two games on a Friday, three on Saturday, three on Sunday, I think they break these guys down physically a little bit. And that may be one of the reasons why that happens with the younger guys, because I never did all of that stuff. I think it's too much basketball that these kids are playing as youngsters. And then they've got all the technology now to get themselves in incredible shape. But meanwhile, your body got broken down a little bit prior to getting to the point where you have the sophistication of professional sports with the training that they have.
Rick, thank you so much.
You're the man.
One time, right, reminding the fans where they can, when and where they can see you tonight and grab some autographs and catch some of your teammates from that 75 team.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. We're only going to be for about half an hour over at the souvenir shop outside the arena for, I think, from like 5:50 to 6:20 or something like that. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of people there, and I don't think we're going to be able to take care of that many of them. Anyway, I got to run back and go do this thing for O'Donnell. All the best to you guys, and happy Thanksgiving to all of your listeners.
Back at
you,
sir.
Have fun tonight, Rick. Thank you very much. That's Rick Barry, Hall of Famer.
Still has his fastball. He was on one, Stoney. He's the man.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's kind of tame, Rick. I've seen him.
Evan might think different.
I've seen him bludgeon more.
Yeah, man.
I think he
said Kuminga being passive sometimes.
Call it like you see it.
I don't like.
And there, I wonder if that's because he's been programmed to not. You know what I mean?
Oh, stop. No, stop. He's not a robot. You can't program him. He's a human being.
Then why would
I hate the? I hate this. Well, he's thinking too much.
Oh no! I really
play. Just play. Mm. Just play.
I mean, was he thinking?
Well, why was it working the first five games?
No, thought you were going to say, why was it working against Minnesota in the playoffs?
No, that's no.
Well, we know why there.
No, he was better the first six games this year.
No doubt.
So what happened? Like, was he not thinking then, and now he's thinking? I mean, he's got to get out of his own head. Mm. I mean, this is nobody's. This is like. Come on, yeah. Jonathan. Like, I get it. He's hurt. So,
but we're talking about before he was hurt, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we got to stop. He's getting opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten plenty of opportunities this year. And again, the injury notwithstanding, it happened. And so the last, whatever, five or six games he missed are no factor. I don't judge him one way or the other. But, I mean, he's getting his opportunities. Got to make more out of them.
Yeah. I can't disagree.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Tonight, the Warriors play the Portland Trail Blazers at Chase Center, and it is the 50th anniversary of the Warriors title team of 1975. And all the seven living members who are still with us, they will be at the team store between 5:50 and 6:25. If you want to go head over there, meet those guys, get some autographs, have a little chit-chat with them. Tonight's the night to do it.
Yeah, and just the word that comes to mind after that interview, Stoney, is humility. The guy said, Rick Barry the Great said, he got too much of the credit. Damn.
Yeah. I mean, he was by far the best player on that team. And Phil Smith and Keith Wilkes were rookies. I mean, think about that. They started two rookies.
Yeah, Clifford Ray told Evan and I yesterday they had a closed-door meeting without Rick, and Clifford asked the team, who can average 35 in this room? Nobody's hand went up. So they said, you know where your bread's buttered, but that was how you know, this dude's going to take us to the promised land. But that was a pretty good line, man.
That's kind of what I wanted to get into with Rick about, you know, but he wasn't going to go there. Like, he was and I get it. Phil Smith was really good, and Wilkes turned into a great player, obviously. Yeah. But that particular year, Rick Barry was just by far the best player on the team. And I just, you know, they all knew he was the best player on the team, and how they made that adjustment and what he demanded out of those guys, particularly guys who hadn't played in the league before. But he wasn't going to do it. You know what I mean? He was just going to say they all deserve credit, and that's the way he feels.
I can't wait to see when this doc does come out, Stoney. He really feels in his core that they don't get enough love for one of the most, you know, unforeseen championships in NBA history, or if not sports.
I mean, one of the reasons is it happened a while ago, and we tend to gloss over that. Although Spadoni was saying, what about when the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl?
They were a wild card,
and
won three games to get there.
I think Rick's point was a team from the beginning the season. They were expected to win 20 games, and not only didn't just make win more than 20 games, they won the whole thing.
And swept Washington.
Yep. All right, coming up on Monday, the Niners take on Carolina, and you know where we'll be. That's right, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from the stadium. Willard and Dibbs get you ready for the game starting at 2 p.m., so come on by for great food, great drinks. Most importantly, it's your chance to sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium. Go to 957thegame.com right now. Seats fill up fast. That's 957thegame.com. See you there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, let me put you in a position of like the Warriors. They're younger players. Pajemski, Kuminga.
I wouldn't know.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's what happens when you ask Rick Barry how he thinks role players might be handling a situation.
What about his Bird comp? When I asked him, does anybody remind him?
Fair.
He said Bird.
I've heard him say he thought he was better than Bird.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, he wasn't.
Oh,
he wasn't as good as Bird.
But he was good.
Well,
he's a better scorer.
Yeah, Rick, no doubt. Yeah, Rick could score. Rick was great.
Now, could I go to Rick YouTube, Steiny, and find, because NFL, yes, you can get every.
Sure.
I could find that game 7 against the Bullets.
Could. I think you could. It was against the Bulls.
Oh, okay.
It was game 7 against the Bulls in the finals, conference finals. Bulls were in the West back then, and then.
Damn, I've been thinking it was the Bullets the whole time.
And then they swept the Bullets.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
In the finals, yeah. four games to none.
All right.
I think it was game 4 where the fight. There was a fight between Kevin Lockery, I believe.
I'm sure there's
no Lockery. No. It was
a former Atlanta
Mike
coach.
Reardon. It was Mike Reardon, I believe. Picked a fight with Rick Barry and Al Attles. Ran out to the court and got involved. And he got thrown out. And the
Rick was right, by the way. He stunk it up in game seven.
Yeah. What were his numbers, E?
Scored 22 points on 23 shots.
Yeah, I think there was a couple things. You know, that game seven against the Bulls, they ended up winning that game, but it was also a game the following year, I believe, in the Western Conference Finals. I want to say might have been against the Phoenix Suns. There was a fight.
Another fight.
Ricky Sobers, who was really good.
Yeah.
There was a fight, and there were some rumors about people not coming to Rick's defense.
Oh, wow.
That was a long time ago.
Man.
And he said that there was nothing there. But I don't remember exactly the circumstance. I got something about Warriors I want to bring up. And, like, to me, I always make a distinction between an excuse and what actually is reality. Right. So the Warriors have been talking about the schedule. And this is what Steve Kerr said about, for example, they haven't been able to practice because of the schedule. But first, just overall, how's the schedule been early season, Steve?
You know, the Miami game will be our 17th game in 29 days in 13 different cities.
Well, but who's counting, right?
I'm not really keeping track anything, but I mean, it's been the toughest early schedule I've ever been a part of in my entire NBA life. I think our guys have held up remarkably well.
All right. So I guess the first thing I would say is that stat, trust me when I say that's a Raymond Ritter special.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Steve had no idea. No idea of those numbers. And those were supplied by Raymond Ritter.
My man.
And Steve Kerr was like, wow, that is pretty crazy. But I want you to listen to how a schedule like this maybe manifests itself day to day with a team.
We literally have not had a single practice on this road trip. Not one. We've been gone a week and or longer, 8 days, not one practice because it's just game, game, game. And so not only is there no recovery time, there's no practice time. What was different, you know, back in the day, you did have like 4 and 5 nights, which was not great. But then you'd have 4 days before your next game. And so you'd take a day off and you'd actually have couple good practices and scrimmage, and there's no easy answer here. You know, the league has done a great job of trying to protect players by not overloading the schedule with 4 and 5 nights, but now it's basically we're playing every other night, and the flip side of that is we're not getting any practice time, and the wear and tear is there anyway because it's the accumulation of all that, all those games and the speed and the pace and mileage and everything else.
So I don't think that's an excuse, but I think it's a factor, the early season schedule. And I think they've now gotten to a point after 17 games where now we would like to see this team become more consistent. And like, I'm willing to meet them halfway with the schedule because I do think it was absolutely a factor. But now you got 5 home games in the next 12 games. The schedule starts to, you know, even out and balance itself like it always will. And so I look at the next 5 games all at home and say we should start seeing them play more consistently, because I think the biggest issue with the Warriors this year has been they've had some really good games and they've had some really bad games.
Yeah, and that's what gets you 9-8. I mean, you feel how you feel, Steiny. I just, you know, when you're winning and you're on top, you don't hear crap about the schedule. And I know this is a one-off, and if Raymond gave him that. But, I mean, man, this ain't high school, Steiny. I can't remember the last time I heard an NBA coach say practice. And is that the reason that you were full strength and you blew the games against Indy? And I'm asking you, Indy and Milwaukee? And is that why Moses Moody seems hesitant to put the ball on the floor? Or I feel like I overinflated the youngsters as a whole? Because of the schedule, I think not. I think I'm seeing them, you know, when they're, you know, tasked to do more than maybe they're capable of, there can be some disappointment because I think I put them on a pedestal and overrated them. But, you know, I don't know, you know, what to take from that. So now that they get time to practice, guys are going to be better?
Yeah. I mean, I know we roll our eyes at it, but, yeah, practice makes teams better. It gives you a chance to clean up any deficiencies that have kind of been building up.
So what happened in the offseason?
What do you mean?
What was offseason for? What was the offseason for? And Jimmy Butler, you didn't read that article, but you had heard about it. He invited everybody over. Kuminga couldn't make it because of the contract. But I'm just saying, you had that time to do some stuff too. Like, just miss me with practice. I haven't played in the NBA. Miss me with practice. Because when we're winning chips and having parades at Lake Merritt, nobody said damn thing about practice. Now, all of a sudden, we need some practice time. I just thought that didn't hit well for me. Let's just call a spade a spade. Our young guys are not doing what they're supposed to do. We got dudes taking nights off. I get it. But, man, so now we're going to win 60 games because we get to practice?
No.
All right?
I'm just saying, like, and this is, like, I'm not saying that's why they're this team. But I do think when you look at a team that has Moody, Kuminga, Pajemski, Post, TJD, yeah, they do need to practice. They just do. And, you know, back in their heyday, when the whole team was either superstars or veteran role players, they probably didn't need to practice as much. But they are relying more on younger players this year than they have in the past. And they've been inconsistent. And
it's not just the younger players.
One of the reasons they're inconsistent is because they're not that good. Like, for goodness sakes, like, we act as though Pods and Moody and Kuminga should be guys who are playing four good games in five nights consistently. And they've never been that kind of player. And I just don't think it happens overnight.
Right. And that's – I'm not stealing, Stoney. You feel how you feel. I'm on the side of you are who you are, but you said you expect different.
Yeah, I do.
Because of practice.
I absolutely do.
Like, practice ain't going to be a player with size. Practice, are they going to get better defensively? Like, I don't know.
Well, they can certainly tighten.
Could you understand how some fan thinks that sounds like? Because you're double talking. But some fan could say, because you're saying they're not good, then you're saying practice is going to mean something. Which one is it? It ain't going to make you taller or faster.
Nobody will make you better.
I mean, come on. No, what am I kidding? Man, I've been with you 8 years and we ain't talked about practice.
So in other words,
you're double talking. Either it's the young players aren't good enough, which you just said a couple minutes ago.
I think practice matters.
But they're
going
to go in now and come out 7 foot taller because they got practice? Which one is it?
No, you said they're deficient. Their defense will be tighter.
What does that mean? How is the defense going to be tighter because they got to practice?
Because that's where you work on the details.
Man, please. Now, if you're going to get length and you're going to grow, then
I understand
get that.
There's a difference between practicing and going out and changing personnel.
I'm asking you, which one is it? Their young players aren't good enough, which you just said 30 seconds ago.
That's why they got to practice. But then,
so that's going to make you a better player, Stoney? Stop.
So practice,
you don't even believe it. You don't even believe that because it don't make sense.
You just said practice doesn't make guys better.
Yeah, no, see, now you're trying to
kiss
the books.
That's what you said.
No, I'm talking about this iteration of the team.
Yeah, they
you
need
just
practice.
Said the young players aren't good enough.
That's why
now you expect a miracle because they got some practices. I tend to disagree.
Guys who aren't good get better through practice. Like, so, I mean, the way you're sounding is practice doesn't matter.
See, now you're doing your Spastani special.
No, I'm not. You weren't thinking about what you were saying.
You just said the younger dudes weren't good enough.
They're not.
Okay,
that's why
stand
they need
on
to...
that. Stand
so,
on that.
So do you think practice doesn't help them get better? Like, how do players get better unless they practice?
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously. Let's go to the legal. All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment is sponsored by Stevens Creek Boulevard. Frontier Ford, their year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down, and no payments for 90 days on all Ford's top models. Deals end January 5th. Visit Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek or shop anytime at frontierford.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.